弟兄姊妹，我们先开头的时候，我们读两处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read from two passages.
请翻到哥罗西书第一章的九到十一节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 11.
哥罗西书的第一章九到十一节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to verse 11.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意好叫你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上结果子渐渐的多知道神、照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy.
若我们就只从这段圣经的内容来看
If we look at the content of these verses,
这个作者保罗他心中有一个不住的祷告
This author Paul has an unceasing prayer.
他为着这些弟兄姊妹们他祷告说希望他们能够满心知道神的旨意
He continues to pray for this group of brothers and sisters that they may be filled with the knowledge of His will.
因着如此呢，这些弟兄姊妹们，他们的行事为人能够对得起主，并且蒙主的喜悦。
And because of this, that they may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him.
多结果子。
Being fruitful in every good work.
然后可以力上加力。
And increasing in strength with all might.
并且凡事能够喜乐欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容
and also that they can with all patience and long suffering be with joy
这些都是出于一个心中一个负担的祷告要他们能够满心知道神的旨意
this is all coming from a burden and a prayer that they may know with the full knowledge of his will
我们再请翻到以弗所书的第三章 十到十一
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 and 11
以弗所书三章十十一为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧这是照神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意
Ephesians 3:10 and 11 to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
好我们一同有再有一点点祷告
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主啊我们怀着感恩的心主啊我们知道我们的光景和地位
Lord, with a thankful heart, we know our condition and our position.
我们的确是一个罪人蒙了主的恩典。
We are indeed sinners saved by grace.
主啊，我们常把你的恩典看得太小。
Lord, often we belittle your grace.
主啊，让我们你所赐的恩典实在是超出我们所求所想的。
But the grace that you have given us is indeed far beyond what we can fathom.
我们求你开我们心中的眼睛
May you open the eyes of our hearts
不仅是我们中年的年轻的也包含我们的更年轻的孩子们
Regardless of whether we're in our middle age or younger or even the younger kids
叫我们里面眼睛都能够被打开能够看见你自己的宝贵
That our eyes may be opened that we may see how precious you are
看见你在我们身上的心意是何等的丰盛
We can see the full, how full your will is for us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
其实我今天的题目是中文是有目的的生活。
Today I would like to share on the purpose-driven life.
对，英文就是 purpose-driven life. 我想这是 照着我们之前弟兄们的心中的负担，我愿意做echo 做回应。
This is according to what our brothers have shared before that I would like to have an echo.
但主要是讲到 purpose driven。
We want to focus on being purpose driven.
那在当然在这个后面里面更大的一个图画呢，是讲到神的旨意。
But behind this talks of God's purpose.
其实我在这过去这许多年来，我心中是这样想的。
In the past many years, I have thought this in my heart.
神在我们的心神在我们每一个得救的人的身上呢，都有他一个荣耀的旨意。
And every single one of us who has been redeemed by the Lord, he has a glorious purpose.
对，能够知道这个旨意，多认识这个旨意呢，是非常关键和重要的。
It is important and key for us to know more of this glorious purpose.
但是我发现我不能够天天都在讲这个题目。
But I find that I cannot daily speak of this topic.
因为我们有很多基本的事情，我们必须先能够有扎实的学习。
Because there's a lot of foundational matters that we need to first learn.
然后同时呢，才能够慢慢的多知道神的旨意。
Then at the same time, we can slowly know more of His will.
对，我心里是这样想，也许每隔两三年的时候要再提一次。
I thought in my heart, perhaps every two or three years, I will mention this once more.
但是这次弟兄们讲到这个 purpose driven 的时候，我想我也试着能够我们一同的能够更多来追求。
When brothers have shared on purpose driven, I thought perhaps we can continue this pursuit together.
对，这个旨意这个字在圣经里面或者说在我们的那个认识上面可以用不同的字眼来表达它。
Regarding the word purpose, according to our understanding, there's a lot of words that could express its meaning.
对，我这边列了像目的啦、旨意啦、目标、计划。
For instance, purpose, will, goal, plan.
对，然后其实呢，更深层在神的那个心中的感觉里面呢，就是他的意愿，是他的喜悦的事物。
But if we go deeper, indeed, in God's heart, it is His desire, it is His pleasure.
然后到我们运用到我们身上的时候，有时候圣经是说，这是神的命令。
And when it applies to us, sometimes the Bible uses the word commandment.
第一个我们需要能够明白的是，神是一位有目的的神。
The first that we need to understand is that God is a God of purpose.
对，他做事情，他整个的运行在宇宙的上面呢，他是有目的的。
When he is doing his work in this entire universe, he has a purpose.
其实整本的圣经呢，然后整个宇宙还有我们整个人的历史，它是有一个结局的。
The whole Bible, the whole universe, the whole end of mankind, there is an end.
然后那个结局呢，如果我们看那个结局，其实就是神的目的。
If we look at that end, that is God's purpose.
对，整个圣经的结束，整个宇宙的总结，那边就是神的目的。
How the Bible ends, how the entire universe ends, that is God's purpose.
对我个人来讲，我从蛮年轻的时候就隐隐约约就有心中就问自己一个问题。
For myself, personally, when I was pretty young, I kept asking this question of myself.
对，我在这个地上活着到底的结局，到底我活着的目的是什么呢？
What is the end? What is the end goal of my life on this earth?
对，虽然我自己不是哲学家，但是 somehow 这个问题总是在心里面会浮现起来。
Even though I'm not a philosopher, but this question kept coming up in my heart.
但其实这个应该还是可以理解的，因为我们既然是一个人，对不对？我们都是人，我们就希望能够知道我这个人在干什么。
But this is understandable because we are humans and we want to know what we're doing.
当我们这样想的时候呢，其实就很自然的就牵涉到我活着的目的。我最后的那个结局是什么？
But then when we think of this, then that brings in what is the purpose of our life and what is the end of our life.
对，然后当我们再仔细去推想的时候，我们就发现说，如果一个人或是一件事情，他没有目的的话，他就没有意义。
And when we keep pushing this idea further, and when a person or something has no
meaning, 就没有 meaning 是吧？
If there's no purpose, then there's no meaning.
所以，也就是说，如果我们都漫无目的的话，然后我们不晓，那我们就没有办法知道我现在在干什么，是朝哪个方向前进。
In other words, if we have no purpose, then we don't know what direction we're headed.
所以我自己是非常感谢主，能够让我能够蒙恩得救，并且能够知道我人活着的目的是什么。
So in fact, I'm very thankful that I personally could be saved by the Lord and know what the purpose of our lives are.
从一个角度讲，其实神有很多的旨意。
On one hand, God has a lot of purposes.
对，比如说保罗在那个大部分他写的书信的开头的时候，他大致上都是这样写。
For example, in many epistles that Paul wrote, he says something like this.
他开头常常是说奉神旨意做基督耶稣的使徒保罗。
He would say, according to the will of God, apostle of Jesus Christ.
然后写信在什么什么地方的圣徒。
And to the saints in this place and that place.
也就是说对保罗这个人来讲，他能够成为使徒这个身份呢，是神的旨意。
So in other words, for Paul to be an apostle, that is the will of God.
然后我还记得有一次他写他那个在罗马书里面他是这样写。
I remember in Romans he once wrote this.
他说我常常祷告，然后希望能够知道神的旨意是让我能够去你们那边，能够拜访你们。
I was praying to know if God's will is so that I may visit you.
对，也就是说他这边有个旨意，一个是他成为使徒呢是神的旨意，然后他要能够去罗马那个地方也应该要是神的旨意。
So for Paul to be an apostle, that is the will of God, and for Paul to be able to travel to Rome, that is also a will of God.
对，所以从这个角度讲，就是神好像有各式各样的旨意。
So from this, then we see that God seems to have a lot of different wills.
但是在圣经里面，神给我们一个启示，他有一个中心的旨意。
But in the Bible, it reveals to us that there's a central will.
然后我们用一个词称它叫做神永远的旨意。
And we speak of this will as God's eternal purpose.
那这个词呢，我们可以从刚才念的以弗所书第三章的第十跟十一节来看得到的。
And we can see this phrase in Ephesians 3, 10 and 11 that we read.
他这边以弗所书三章十一节他是这样，他这边写的
Ephesians 3:11 it says,
对，他说造神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意，
according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
对，这边我在想这个 OK, 在那个中文的这个万事以前哈，其实它就是各个时代的意思。
In English it's mentioned in verse 9 that it is from the beginning of the ages
OK, 或是说它其实它这个字的意思就是 eternal, 也是有那个永远的意思。
And that through many ages, it speaks of eternity.
所以我们这边有一个能够从这边可以看得到呢，在历世历代呢，历世历代好像不受时间空间的限制里面，神有一个不变的一个旨意。
Therefore, we see through generations, transcending time, there is an unchanging will of God.
然后因为这个意思呢，它是贯穿所有的时间和时代。
And because this meaning goes through the entire ages and different time periods.
所以有时候我们会感觉它像一条线，你知道吗？
So we sometimes feel like this is a line or a thread.
也就是说在人的历史当中，或者在宇宙的历史当中，发生了各式各样的事情。
So So through the history of mankind and through the universe, there's a lot of things that happened.
但在这些很纷乱、很繁复杂的一个情形底下，好像有一条简单的线贯穿在所有的事物当中。
But even in all that chaos and complexity, there seems to be a simple thread that goes through it.
然后一方面，这个直线呢，可以是表明是一个正直、是一个不弯曲的一个方向。
If we look at the straight line, it speaks of righteousness, and it's a line that is not crooked or curved.
然后它同时也表明说，在这条线，它带着一个方向性，能够往一个目标前进的。And
this line brings in a direction that we can move forward along this line.
所以这个 purpose driven 的意思呢，就是要我们这批人呢，能够跟着这条线来走的。Therefore,
purpose driven means that we can follow this line.
我们不要偏到别的路。 或者跑到别的方向去了。And
we do not want to deviate onto other paths or other directions.
所以我想这个开头的时候，我们至少有个概念，知道说神是一位有目的的神。At
the beginning, I want us to notice that our God is a God of purpose.
对，他不仅有各式各样的旨意。Not
only does he have various wills.
而且他有一个永远不改变的一个心意。
But he also has an eternal purpose that will never change, and that is a through line for all of history.
那接下来我们要能够明白是神自己本身就是 purpose driven.
Next, we want to understand that God Himself is purpose driven.
也就是说，神整个工作的法则，他工作的这些方式呢，是照着他的目的来作为驱动的。
In other words, all the work that God does is purpose driven.
这个在其实在圣经里面有很多的经节我们能够去明白的。In
the Bible, we see a lot of verses that we can understand.
但是我这边就选了几处。I
will choose a few.
我们先翻到启示录的第四章十一节。Let's
turn to Revelation chapter 4.
启示录的第四章十一节，他是这样写。Verse
11.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。Revelation
4:11, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
所以在有一次那个在约翰老约翰的一个意象里面
，In the vision of old John.
对，他被带到那个天上一个敬拜的一个光景。He
was brought into a condition of worship in heaven.
对，他们就说出了一个事实。他们说，这个整个这个我们的所信的神是一位创造的神。And
they see that the God that we believe is one who is a creator.
对，所以万物是他所造的，而且呢，他在创造的时候呢，是照着他的旨意来做这件事情的。
So not only did he create all things, but when he was creating these, it was according to his will.
对，他不是一个random thought，他不是一个随便想出来就想好像为了有一个世界，他就为了一个宇宙，他就造了一个宇宙。
It wasn't a random thought where he wanted a universe, so he created a universe.
所以整个创造的那个开头的时候呢，就是根据神的旨意，是 purpose driven 的。
Therefore, the beginning of creation is purpose-driven according to God's will.
对，这个跟其实跟无神论的想法是完全不一样。This
is very different from the ideas of atheists.
对，当这个无神论他们反正没有神嘛，那整个宇宙、整个世界虽然没有办法知道，他们就是说人没有办法知道到底怎么来的，但是他们觉得没有神。They
think there's no God and they do not know where humans come from, but they still hold that there's no God.
然后，所以在这样一个概念里面呢，整个宇宙就是一种随机产生或是一种物理性质的一个结果。Therefore,
in their philosophy, the universe is some kind of random process or some kind of physical machine.
没有目的的
，no purpose.
所以为什么我在这个方面非常的感谢主？
That's why in this matter I'm very thankful.
对，以前我是这样想，如果我们人呢？ 是照着进化论这个随机产生出来的一个情况的话
In the past, I thought if humans evolved through the theory of evolution through a random process.
其实在这样一个前提底下呢，我会发现人是没有目的的。
Under this assumption, and we feel that man has no purpose.
为什么？因为这个笔被一个人造出来的时候是有目的的。
Why? Because when we created a pen, there's a purpose for creating that pen.
对，当一本书被写出来的时候，这个人写这本书是有目的的。When
someone writes a book, there's a reason, a purpose for writing that book.
但如果今天这个东西是凭空，好像随随便便这样拼凑出来的。
But if today some object is just randomly occurs out of nowhere,
它恐怕找不到它的目的,
and perhaps this object would not know its purpose. Because at the time of creation, there is no purpose to speak of.
所以感谢主,
so we thank the Lord that when He created the universe and created us, He did it with a purpose.
然后我们再请翻到以弗所书第一章第8到11节。Let's
turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8 to verse 11.
以弗所书的第一章8到11节。 这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。 要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行、做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。Which
He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will.
刚才我是提到说在整个宇宙的起源的时候是照着神的目的。
I just mentioned the entire universe begins with God's will.
我们这边刚才读的呢，是讲到宇宙整个终结的时候，也是照着神的目的。And
what we just read speaks of how the universe ends. That is also according to His purpose.
对，所以保罗这边用了很多形容词，他说这个神的意思是一个美好的旨意啊。So
here Paul uses a lot of adjectives like good, pleasure.
然后神的意思是一个奥秘。
God's purpose is a mystery.
但是他这边强调是在日期满足的时候，也就是在最后的时候呢，所有一切事物都在基督里面同归于一。But
the emphasis here is that at the dispensation of the fullness of the times, that is the end, that all things will be gathered together in one.
对，老实说，这个结局呢，也许我们今天只能够明白一点点。
To be honest, perhaps this end we can only comprehend in part.
但照着神的话语，照着我们所，我们能够借着信心呢，我们知道这是神最后他要做的事情。But
according to God's word and by faith, we know that this is what He wants to accomplish at the end.
讲的不太准确，就是神一直在做的事情，最后要完成的。
In other words, all the things that He is doing, He will accomplish them.
对对，他这翻译比较好。 所以也就是说，到了最后的时候，会一切在基督里面会同归于一。So
that at the end, all things will be gathered together in Him.
但他这边一直强调，这是神的旨意，这是神的旨意。But
Paul keeps reiterating that this is God's purpose, this is God's will.
然后这边也强调说，这是神事先就已经定好的。And
that this is predestined.
这个叫 purpose driven.
And this is what is called purpose driven.
所以也就是说，神一直在创世以前呢，就有一个目的。
That is, God, before the creation of the world, He already had a purpose.
然后他那个目的呢，就是所有的事物在基督里面要同归于一。
And His purpose is that all things will be gathered together in one in Christ.
然后因着如此呢, 他创造了整个宇宙和世界。
And because of this, he had to create the entire universe and the world.
然后借着有时间和空间的这一段，这一段的那个，这个过程当中，他就继续往这个目的推进。
And through the dispensation of having space and time, that he would push that, that goal towards that purpose.
一直到最后，他的整个旨意的，他那个永远的旨意能够完成。一切都在基督里同归于一。
So that at the end, his eternal purpose may be fulfilled, that all things may be gathered together in Christ, in him.
哇，这个，其实我们如果仔细好好去想想，这是一个非常巨大的一个，有时候我们还不是，没有办法那么完全理解的一个巨大荣耀的一个旨意。
If we think about this, this is really a vast and glorious, somewhat difficult to understand purpose.
因为它牵涉了整个宇宙的创造，整个宇宙的运行。
Because it starts with the creation of the universe and how the universe operates.
然后我们的主，我们的耶稣基督是一个那么丰盛，那么浩大的，最后一切都要在它里面同归于一的。
And our Lord, our Christ, is so magnificent that all things will be gathered together in Him at the end.
然后当我们想到这个时候呢，我们慢慢发现，我们慢慢心存感激，我们发现说，原来我这个小小的人，在这个整个大的旨意里面是有份的。
So as we meditate upon this, then we start slowly and become very thankful that we, someone so small, could be part of this eternal purpose.
我们就可以来看罗马书的第八章。
Then we can look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章的二十七跟二十七到二十九。
Romans chapter 8 verse 27 to 29.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Now he searches the hearts, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
对，但我们这批人最后，我三十节我就没有念了，我们 这批人最后要得荣耀。
I didn't read verse 30, but in the end, that we will also be glorified.
但是我今天想要强调的是说，诶，在这个整个旨意的底下呢，圣灵是照着神的旨意为我们每一个人祷告祈求的。
What I want to emphasize is that according to this entire will of God, that the Spirit is interceding for us according to that will.
对，也就是说，圣灵在带领我们的时候呢，他在对我们说话，他或者他在我们里面做责备的时候，是带着目的的。
In other words, when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, when He is rebuking us in our hearts, it is according to this purpose.
然后他借着这个所有的万事万物，各样的事情发生在我们周遭呢。的时候呢，也是照着神的目的的。
And then he uses all these things that work together around us that is also according to God's purpose.
然后我们这些人蒙恩得救，就是被他招的人呢，也是按着他的旨意和目的被招的。
And those of us who have been redeemed, we were called according to his purpose.
所以整件事情在我们这个每个弟兄姊妹的身上都是 purpose driven.
Therefore, the entire matter on brothers and sisters is purpose driven.
所以我好像对上一次我交通的时候就提到这段的圣经。
Last time when I shared, I had already mentioned these passages.
因为这段圣经对我个人来讲也是非常有意义的。
Because these verses for me personally very meaningful.
对，当我开始比较明白说啊，原来发生在我周遭的所有的事情。
When I first started to realize, oh, all these things that's happening around me,
都是为着定下效法他儿子的模样，就是为着让我这个人有耶稣基督的形象所发生的。
All these things transpired in order that I may be conformed to the image of his son.
所以当那次我明白的时候呢，我心中非常的兴奋和喜乐。
So that that time when I understood this, I was filled with joy in my heart.
然后原来发现，原来我整个人生不仅仅是有一个好像模糊的一个目的。
So that I find that my entire life doesn't just have some vague purpose.
原来在神的这个大能的这个看顾的底下呢，所有的事情呢，都帮助我往这个目的前进。
But in actuality, in His great power, all these things that's happening around me is pushing me towards that purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，不仅是整个宇宙，而且跟我们每一个个人呢，神的旨意都与我们有关系的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, not just with the entire universe, but also with us individually, that His purpose has something to do with us.
我在几年前曾经这样，曾经我下面用一个方式来描述哈，就但我在几年前的时候，曾经也这样讲过了。
I will use this way to express this, and I have mentioned this several years ago as well.
但是当时是一位年长的伯弟兄，他好多年前了，他用这个方式去讲到神的旨意。
Back then, it was an elderly brother Bohr used this way to describe God's will.
因为对我很有帮助，所以我很愿意能够把这样他所讲的能够这样分享。Because
this was very impactful for me, that I want to share again what he shared.
神的旨意可以从一个层面来，从三个层面来明白它。We
can understand God's will in three different levels, layers.
对，都OK。 第一个是神的一个单一的永远的旨意。The
first is God's singular eternal purpose.
对，也就是我刚才提的，我们可以从几个不同的描述来看它。比如说，我们刚才有读到，所有一切呢，都要在基督里面同归于一。For
example, what we just read, that all things will be gathered together in Him.
然后我刚才也念到说。 叫我们这个人呢，能够被磨成神儿子的形象。I
also read that we would be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
而且不仅是我个人呢，是能够活出主耶稣那个丰盛的生命。Not
only individually I can manifest His bountiful life.
而且在所有神的儿女在团体里面呢，整体来讲也能够显出神儿子耶稣基督的丰富。
But also corporately, amongst all His people, that we can magnify Christ and His fullness.
其实这个，换句话说，就是我们弟兄们前几次提到的，要做耶稣基督的见证。In
other words, it is what brothers have shared before, that we are to bear His testimony or be His witnesses.
对，不仅是我们个人，而且在我们众人身上呢，都能够见证神是活的。 神是有能力的，神是慈爱的。Not
only individually, but also corporately, that we can testify that our God is loving and powerful and merciful.
然后圣经也提到说，神也启示提到说，神的这个永远的旨意呢，是基督与教会的一个联合。And
the Bible also reveals to us that in this eternal purpose of God, it is the union of Christ and His church.
也就是说，我们跟我们的主呢是一个爱的关系。
In other words, our relationship with our Lord is a relationship of love.
就是一个婚姻，新郎与新妇的一个关系。
It is a relationship of marriage of the bridegroom and the bride.
我今天其实没有办法把，其实我个人也很有限制，就我没有办法把神的旨意讲得那么完整跟丰富。
Today, and there's some limitations that I cannot fully express God's purpose.
但今天我们愿意说，从这个角度来看，神是一个有目的，是purpose-driven的。But
today, from this angle, may we see that our God is a purpose-driven one.
所以我刚刚用简单的话语来描述神的第一个层面，神的那个永远的旨意。Therefore,
I use simple words to express the first layer of God's will.
然后第二个层面是什么呢？
Then what is the second layer?
第二个层面我们可以说是在圣经里面神所给的一般的他的一般的旨意和一般的原则。We
can say that from the Bible, God has revealed to us His general will of God and His principles.
对，所以为什么我们要读圣经？
And that's why we need to read the Bible.
对，有一个很重要的目的，就是去明白神的心意跟明白神的旨意。
There's a very important purpose for reading the Bible is so that we can know His heart and know His will.
那明白神他所喜悦的是什么？
To know what He desires.
啊，比如说有一段圣经我们都很喜欢。
For example, there are some passages that we love very much.
啊，对，有一个。前阵子有受浸的姊妹回国了。
Recently, there is a sister who got baptized and returned to China.
对，她受浸的时候，我就送她这句话。
And when she was baptized, I gave her this word.
要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
Rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances.
因为这是在耶稣基督里向你所定的旨意。
For this is the purpose that God has established in Christ Jesus.
所以有没有看到，就是常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，是神的旨意的。
You see that even to pray continuously and give thanks in all circumstances and rejoice always, these are the will of God.
然后圣经自己也提到说，我们要把主的话多多的藏在心里面。
The Bible also mentions that we need to hide His words in our hearts.
然后也跟我们提到说不可以停止聚会。
And the Bible tells us to not forsake assembling of ourselves together.
然后跟太太吵架的话不可以含怒到日落。
And when we have arguments with our wives that we cannot be angry when the sun goes down.
那个跟太太吵架是我加的，就不可含怒到日落。
I added a little portion to that. It's do not let the sun go down in your wrath.
然后里面也提到说我以神的慈悲劝你们要奉献。
And also then according to the mercies of God, I beseech you that you need to consecrate yourself.
然后主耶稣给我们一个命令说要背起我们自己的十字架来跟随他。
And our Lord Jesus gave us the commandment that we need to carry our own cross and follow him.
你会发现当我们读圣经的时候里面就有各式各个方面都是神的心意神的命令。
Therefore, we see that when we read the Bible, we discover so many different wills that is God's heart.
你知道为什么圣经要有这么多的原则跟命令吗？
Do you know why there are so many principles and commandments in the Bible?
它全部是 purpose driven 来的。
All of this stems from being purpose driven.
也就是说，神在他的第一层的旨意，有了第一层的旨意之后呢，他根据这个旨意呢给了我们很多一般性的旨意。
That is to say, after he has this layer one, eternal purpose, through that, purpose, then he gave us many other purposes that follow that.
比如说，如果他要我们众人都能够显出基督的那个生命的那个活泼的话。
If he wants, for example, if he wants all of us to manifest the life of Christ,
你必须要聚会。
Then you have to assemble together.
但不是说聚了会就能够显出这个生命，不是的。
It's not to say that to assemble will imply that you will manifest this.
但神可以借着弟兄姊妹的聚会能够显出他在我们身上，在我们众人身上那个生命的活泼。
But God can use assembling together to reveal the life of Christ in each of us.
对，为什么要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩？
Why do you need to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances?
对，他要我们里面跟主是连在一起的。
Because He wants us to have to be united with Christ.
对，不住的祷告。
To pray continuously.
所以，当我们这样子在生活当中能够行出或者活出这些旨意的时候
，so that when we can live out these will of God，
哎，你会发现在不知不觉当中，我们已经往那个神的第一层的永远的旨意在那边往前走了。
Then unbeknownst to us, we are already moving towards that layer one eternal purpose.
为什么会有这种果效呢
？Why is there that fruit？
因为神在定第二层的时候呢，全部是根据第一层的。
Because when He created the layer two purpose, it's according to the layer one purpose.
对，所以他设计了这个第二层呢，叫我们在第二层的这些学习过程当中呢， 不知不觉当中，其实我们已经走在那个低层的旨意了。
Therefore, he designed the layer two purpose in a way such that as we follow that, we would already be walking towards his layer one purpose.
然后什么？啊，第三层是什么呢
？Then what is layer three?
第三层就是神在我们每一个个人的身上各样事情的旨意。
That would be God's specific will for each and every one of us in each specific situation.
比如说我是不是要留在 Minnesota?
For example, should I stay in Minnesota?
我应该跟哪个人结婚
？Whom should I marry?
我应该学什么课题
？What courses should I take?
我今天或者明天我应该去跟哪个福音朋友联络？
Today or tomorrow, which gospel friend should I reach out to?
我的小孩要学钢琴呢，还是小提琴呢
？My children should they learn piano or violin?
在我们家就没问题了，就是都学就对了。
Or perhaps both.
这些哈也都有神的旨意的。
In all these matters, there is God's will.
所以有的时候神也借着一些患难的环境。
Therefore, sometimes God used difficult circumstances.
我们经过了一些风浪。
We've encountered some storms.
其实这些通通都带着神的旨意。
In fact, all of these carry God's will.
当一个愿意爱神的人，他面对这些各式各样的事情的时候
，When someone who is willing to love God encounters these difficulties,
对他能够得益处，为什么？因为他看见。这些是神的旨意。
And he can, these things will work together for good. Why? Because he can see that these things have carried God's purpose.
我自己个人留明州也不是什么特别壮烈的故事，一点都没有。
For me, staying in Minnesota is not a somewhat
nothing special.
Nothing special.
我想我当时的的确确。没有想过一些一些工作上的前途。
I wasn't really thinking about a prospect of career.
对对，我没有想说要往一个什么样一个很好的一个职业的一个去发展，我比较没有往这个方向去想。
I wasn't thinking about how I can develop my career.
我的想法其实也蛮简单的。
My thinking was very simple.
我就想说，如果我回台湾的话，早上八点上班，晚上八点下班。
I thought if I go back to Taiwan, then I will go to work from 8 to 8.
这个回家就已经很累了，然后还要读圣经的话，还要祷告，是有点不太容易。
And if I get home, I would already be tired. I still need to read the Bible and pray. That would be difficult.
然后我也知道说在。现在我所聚会的地方呢，我发现我可以有一个成长的一个机会。
And I also see that at my present gathering place, there's an opportunity for me to grow.
好像也可以有一点点能够把自己摆上自己的一份。
Perhaps even that I could place a little bit of my service there.
然后我也觉得好像有一些弟兄姊妹。是往神永远的旨意方向去追求的。
I also see some brothers and sisters who seem to be pursuing according to God's eternal purpose.
所以我在92年来美国。
So when I came to the States in 1992,
94年信主。
And I believed the Lord in 1994.
如果我没记错的话，我到96年还是97年，我都没有想过要留美国的。
If I recall correctly, to 1996 or 1997, I haven't thought about staying in America.
但就是我刚才讲的这些的意念，好像在我心中慢慢成型。
But these thoughts that I just mentioned, they slowly formed in my heart.
然后我也向主祷告。
And I pray to the Lord.
然后我也把我自己的心愿摆在主的面前。
And I place my desire before Him.
对，他知道我。我想要走的路呢，是一个想要追求他的路。
He knows that the way that I want to pursue it is a way of serving him.
所以这个就是很简单，就是我在主面前的一点点心愿。
So that is a very simple desire that I place before the Lord.
所以也许我也可以这样说, 我在这件事情上的寻求是 purpose driven 的。
So I could perhaps say that on this matter, when I was pursuing this, it is purpose driven.
应该是说神的 purpose driven, 不是我的 purpose driven.
I should say clarify that it's God's purpose driven, not my purpose driven.
我们弟兄们 之前有提过那个 need driven 这件事情。
Brothers have shared on this matter of need driven life.
也就是说，在一些不少的基督徒身上。 他那个味道好，就是他整个追求的那个方向跟味道，就是以他的需要为中心。
In other words, a lot of Christians are pursuing God in a way that is driven by need.
我相信弟兄姊妹不要误会，因为神并不是不顾念我们的需要。Do
not misunderstand, brothers and sisters. God is not indifferent to our needs.
对，现在我也在学习。And
I'm learning.
跟如果跟一个福音朋友接触
，If I encounter a gospel friend，
对，没有错，我们的责任是把主耶稣基督这个整个福音的救恩介绍给他们。Of
course, it is our responsibility to share the gospel to them.
但是我们也知道，就是每一个人都有他的需要。But
we also need to know that every person has some needs.
对，可能 十点了。
Perhaps
就是分手了
break up emotion
对，然后或是家里面父母亲出事情了
or perhaps there are difficulty at home with parents
或是在学业上的学习很困难了
or perhaps studies are difficult
也有这些需要的
There's some needs there.
对，神不是说不顾念人的需要。
God is not indifferent to those needs.
所以我相信弟兄姊妹跟福音朋友接触，我知道很多弟兄姊妹也很关心他们这些人当时碰到这些环境和需要。
So I know many brothers and sisters when they encounter gospel friends, you care about their needs at the time.
但是我们在跟随主的过程当中，一定要渐渐的把我们这个。 Need driven, 要转成 purpose driven.
But as we pursue the Lord, we need to slowly change from need driven to purpose driven.
大家想象一下，在约翰福音里面记着一个生病38年的一个病人。
Let's remember in John, there is this man who was sick for 38 years.
对，那主耶稣顾念他的需要，他把他医治好了，对不对？
The Lord Jesus. Did care about his need and healed him.
但是如果我是这个38年的病人,
if I am that person who is ill for 38 years,
然后我只注意到我的需要，就是我生病的这个need driven，我生病的需要。
And if I'm need driven and only care about being healed,
当主把我的病治好之后,
when the Lord heals me,
我就不需要主了。
Then I don't need him anymore.
因为我的需要已经得到解决，得到满足了嘛。Because
my need has been fulfilled.
然后在这个我就不念了，路加福音里面有记载10个大麻风。And
I will not read this, but in Luke there is a record of 10 people with leprosy.
对，10个大麻风，很大的需要，这个身体就腐烂了。And
this is a great need. Leprosy is not a laughing matter.
然后主耶稣医好了这10个大麻风。And
the Lord Jesus healed these 10 lepers.
结果只有一个回来感谢主。But
only one of them came back to thank the Lord.
主耶稣就很稀奇，他说其他9个跑到哪里去了？
Lord Jesus was very surprised. Where did the other 9 go?
然后这一次主耶稣对那个唯一的来的那个说，你的信救了你。And
then the Lord said to the man, your faith has made you well.
他得救了。He
was saved.
所以我们可以想说， 如果我这个大麻风只有 need driven， 我只看重我的需要。
So if I'm need driven as a leper，
那我当我的需要这个整个解决之后呢，那我就就是不知道怎么讲哈，就是这个不太恭敬哈，主的用处就已经解就没有什么用了。
Then once I'm healed， I don't know how to put this， but it's in some sense God is useless to me now。
哎，但是这边有一个大麻风的人，他不是只看见他自己个人的需要。
But here is a leper who didn't just see his own need.
对，也许他借着这个事情，他看见主，他是一位神。
Perhaps through this matter, he sees that our Lord is actually a God.
也许借着这个事情，他看见他整个人生仍然是需要主的。
Or perhaps he sees that his entire life still needs the Lord.
所以这个 need driven 很容易产生一些问题啊。
Therefore, being need driven would often cause issues.
我们好像还是活在一个比较自私的光景里面，你发现这个基督徒很容易跌倒。
We still live in a condition of being selfish, and this Christian may easily fall.
基本上就是有需要的时候来到主面前，好像自己觉得比较近，没需要的时候又开始远离主。
It is as if when we have a need, then we come to the Lord and we feel a closeness with the Lord. But when we don't have that need, then we're further from the Lord again.
他以为他是越有时候近有时候远，有时候近有时候远，其实他从来没有近过。
He feels that he is sometimes near and far, but in fact, he's never been near to the Lord ever.
因为他整个人对于主呢，就是一个拜拜，一个宗教的心态。
Because his entire feeling towards the Lord is one of religion,
对，我今天 OK 那个，然后我们弟兄上次有提到那个 program driven，
and our brother last time mentioned on being program driven。
对，有弟兄跟我讲说，哎呀，他一听到 program driven， 他就想到他从小受的填鸭式教育。
And some brothers tell me that when he hears about program driven, then he thinks of this kind of cramming education that he endured when he was a child。
对，我真的去查了，我就是查那个苏联时代有一个教育学家。
Then I went and looked this up, and during the Soviet Union era, there's someone who studies pedagogy.
对对对，他 是研究这个教育学的。他就强调说，我们有一个学习方式，就是只要去死记硬背。就是把知识灌输进来，你不用太去理解它。
And there is a pedagogy that he studied that you just have to memorize facts and you do not have to understand it.
我不晓得，我们传到中国就变成填鸭式，可能是跟我们的吃鸭子有关系。
And then when this theory went to China, it becomes feeding ducks.
所以我们有很多学习哈。你不仅是就填鸭式，你有点像是，我觉得我从小到大学习就像 exam driven， 就是考试导向的一个学习。
I feel that from my youth until now, my learning has been exam driven.
我只要拿分数拿得对，拿得高的话，到底理解到什么程度呢？不太重要。
As long as I can get that high score, I don't care if I actually understand it or not.
只要我能够考进好一点的这个学校，那就 OK 了。但要考进好学，还是要有点理解了。
And as long as I can get into a good school, perhaps I need some understanding to be able to get there.
所以这个哈有点这个 program driven 会产生一些问题。
The program driven would also cause issues.
那我们弟兄上次已经提过很多了。
Our brother has already mentioned many.
有时候我们只是为了满足这个聚会的需要。
If we're just fulfilling the need of the gathering.
满足聚会的要求。
To fulfill the requirements of the meeting.
对，当然第一个你人要到嘛，要才会有聚会。
So you have to be present in order to have a meeting.
然后要你读哪些部分要读。
If there's reading assigned, then you have to read it.
还要交通，所以一定要挤出一些东西来，要预备要有交通。
And you have to fellowship, so you have to somehow come up with something.
但是在这个 program driven 的过程当中，有可能我这个人没有跟主耶稣连在一起啊。
But during this program driven situation, I may not be united with Christ.
对，可能很多东西都没有真正的去明白，去严肃的去追求。
I may not fully comprehend something, or perhaps even seriously pursue something.
它会产生一个问题，就是有一个属灵的假象。
An issue then is that there could be some spiritual falsehood.
好像我很用功的都有聚会都有读经，但是其实这个人可能跟主很远的。
So on the outward side, I would be diligent in reading the Bible and gathering, but I might be far from the Lord.
其实弟兄这次讲到 program driven， 我自己回家好好反省一下，应该是 醒察醒察自己。
In fact, when our brother mentioned program driven, I had to go home and examine myself.
对，我自己一个礼拜通固定都会五或六个聚会。
Each week, I personally have 5 to 6 different meetings.
我是 program driven 的高危险群。
I am that high risk group of being program driven.
对，我可以很容易就被聚会绑住的。
I could easily be held by these meetings.
只是为着把聚会能够聚的有一个样子，但是我跟主之间不一定有一个非常亲近的关系。
To make sure that that meeting goes smoothly, but perhaps I myself is not necessarily close to the Lord.
对，但弟兄姊妹不要误会，我们还是会有这些 program 这些聚会的安排。
But do not misunderstand, brothers and sisters. We still need to have some program arrangements.
对，我们人都会有惰性，有时候也会受世界吸引。
And we naturally are lazy at times or be drawn to the world at times.
对，薄饼聚会是主自己设立的。
The breaking of bread meeting was established by the Lord Himself.
对，有时候我们弟兄姊妹，我们也会一同安排一同的读圣经，一同的祷告。
Or there will be arrangements to read the Bible together or pray together.
但是请记得哈，所有的这些安排呢，都是为着主的目的而去的。
But please remember, all these arrangements are arranged in order to push us towards His purpose.
对，我们这些所有参加这些 program 就这些聚会呢。或是这些服侍主的这些工作安排呢，其实都是为着神的旨意而来的。
All the meetings we attend or all the service we have been assigned is all because of His purpose.
所以我们这里会故意的让聚会的形式简单一点。
Therefore, we will purposely, intentionally make the form of the meeting as simple as possible.
对，我们的薄饼聚会非常的简单。
Our breaking of bread meeting is very simple.
祷告跟唱诗就这样子。
We sing and we pray. That's it.
对，这是一个考验。
This is a test.
这考验我们说，我们不是借着外面的 program 让我们觉得跟主有关系。
So this is a test that we don't rely on outward program to make us feel connected to our Lord.
当你在这个简单的形式里面的时候，你比较容易发现说。我的祷告还是真的吗？
In this simpler form of a meeting, it's easier for us to tell whether our prayers are still genuine or not.
当我在这边一同的与弟兄姊妹来到主面前的时候，我跟主的关系还是亲近的吗？
When I gather with saints together before our Lord, is my relationship with God close?
我们翻到约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章的26节
John chapter 6 verse 26
耶稣回答说我实实在在告诉你们你们找我并不是因见了神迹乃是因吃饼得饱
Jesus answered them and said Most assuredly I say to you You seek me not because you saw the signs But because you ate of the loaves and were filled
然后第60节
Verse 60
他的门徒中有好些人听见了就说这话甚难谁能听呢
Therefore many of his disciples when they heard this said This is a hard saying who can understand it
66 到 68
66 to 68
从此他门徒中多有退去的不再和他同行耶稣就对那十二个门徒说你们也要去吗西门彼得回答说主啊你有永生之道我们还归从谁呢
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, Do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
这段事情是发生在五饼二鱼那个很大的神迹之后的。
These matters is right after the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
哎，你就发现有些人来找主呢，是因为吃饼得饱。
You find that a bunch of people come to the Lord because they ate of the bread and were filled.
他们是 need driven.
They were need driven.
对，他们就哇，跟着主可以有好处啦，可以吃东西啦，不用那么辛苦的去工作啦。
So following the Lord, there will be some benefits. For instance, I can eat and be filled, and I don't need to go work.
然后你在这个过程当中，有些门徒开始离开主了。
And throughout this process, in fact, some disciples left the Lord.
Because they didn't understand what the Lord was saying.
because they couldn't understand what the Lord is talking about.
我非常相信这些人都经过了这个五饼二鱼的神迹，至少。
I believe these people have at least experienced the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
而且更可能的是，他们在过去这些的年日当中，跟着主到处奔波的。
And even more so, they are probably those who have been following the Lord and running around all over the place in the past years.
主去加利利，主去哪里？主去旷野，他们就跟着主耶稣到处去传道了。
If the Lord goes to Galilee, they go to Galilee. If the Lord goes this place or that place, they go as well to preach the gospel with the Lord.
哎，但是不知不觉中，他们好像变成了 program driven.
But it seems like slowly they became program driven.
当有一个事情好像跟他这个想法不合的时候呢，他就离开主。
When something occurs and it doesn't fit with their understanding, then they left the Lord.
虽然彼得曾经有这个失败过，
even though Peter has failed before,
但是我觉得彼得在这个事情上面他是 purpose driven 的。
But I feel on this matter Peter is purpose driven.
所以他不是看到只有需要，也不是看到到处奔波。
He's not just looking at the need or looking at the work.
他说，主啊，你这一位呢，你是有永生之道的。
He says, Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
我虽然可能不是那么明白但是我不能够离开你。
Even though I might not fully comprehend, but I could not leave you.
对，他里面摸到了一些主，他是有目的的。
Inwardly, he touched something that the Lord has a purpose.
然后这个礼拜啊，当我在读约翰福音第三章的时候
，This week when I was reading John chapter 3,
约翰福音第三章的第24到30节。
Verse
24
to verse 30, John chapter
3. 我就不念了哈，约翰福音第3章的24到
30节。John chapter 3, verse 24 to 30, I will not read it.
这是施洗约翰的一个事情。
This is a matter concerning John the Baptist.
对，当时这个施洗约翰还在传道，还在为人施浸。
During this time, John the Baptist was still preaching and he is still baptizing.
但在那个过程当中，他的门徒们已经渐渐的都跟随主耶稣了。
But during that time, his disciples have slowly become the Lord's disciples.
啊，然后就有可能还是比较 support 支持他的这个跟随的人，就跟他有一点点，算是一点点，算不知道算不算抱怨吧。
So then there are some of his so-called more loyal supporters, and maybe they're slightly complaining to him a little.
哎，你那个从前是被你受浸的那位耶稣呢，好像很多人跑去跟他了。
The Jesus that you baptized before seems like he stole a bunch of your disciples.
但是约翰，施洗约翰心中没有一点不舒服的感觉。
But John the Baptist did not have any kind of discomfort in his heart.
他说29节，他说娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears and rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice, therefore this joy of mine is fulfilled.
施洗约翰的他的 program 是什么呢？就是为人受浸。
What is the program for John the Baptist? It is to baptize people.
但这也是，就是说他在做的这些工作呢，是聚集门徒，然后也为很多人叫他们悔改，那个受浸悔改。
In other words, his program is to gather a lot of disciples and tell them that they need to repent and baptize them.
但是在这个过程当中，他的 program 或是他的工作呢，慢慢的减少了。
But during this time, his program or his work has slowly diminished.
好像慢慢的衰微了。
It's almost as if it has become
decreased. 但是我这次读的特别提醒的是，我们的这个施洗约翰的这位弟兄，他心中非常的喜乐。
But what I noticed this time when I read this is that our brother John the Baptist rejoiced in his heart.
他说感谢，我相信他是感谢神，借着我的一些的微小的服侍呢，我把这位新郎，我把这位救主呢，能够带进来了。
I believe he would say, thank the Lord, or thank God, that through my little service, that I can bring in this bridegroom.
不仅他心中喜乐，而且他觉得喜乐真是满足。
Not only did he rejoice, his rejoicing is fulfilled.
对，所以我就在问我自己。So
I ask myself.
当我们继续的往主的这个心意上面愿意追求往前的时候，
as we are willing to continue to pursue according to God's purpose,
我们是否仍然能够维持心中的喜乐呢？
Can we still maintain the joy in our hearts?
施洗约翰可以的。
The John the Baptist, for him, it is possible.
他一看到神的羔羊被高举，
when he sees the Lamb of God being lifted up,
他一看到神的心意， 那个新郎新妇的那个旨意呢，好像开始往前推动了。
When he sees God's purpose of the bridegroom and the bride starting to move forward,
他说，我只要听见新郎的声音，我心中就甚喜乐。
He says that as long as the friend can hear the voice of the bridegroom, he rejoices.
所以弟兄姊妹，应该是这样子的，就是当我们愿意往主的心意往前的时候，应该是可以喜乐满足的。
Brothers and sisters, therefore, if we are going according to his will, moving forward, then we should be filled with joy.
然后最后呢，我愿意提到说， purpose driven, 我们要有 purpose driven 的实际。
Lastly, I want to mention that we need to have the reality of being purpose driven.
我们今天问彼此问一个问题哈，你想不想往神的 目的那个方向走呢？
Let's ask a question today. Do you want to go in God's direction, in His purpose, according to His purpose?
如果愿意的话，我们要怎么样继续能够走得上去呢？
If you're willing, how can we keep moving forward?
我想神不会把一个神的目的的确很高，
God's purpose is indeed very high.
但是他绝对不会把一个 完全达不到的一个目的摆在我们的身上，
but he would not put a completely unattainable purpose on my life.
所以我这边提三个点给弟兄姊妹做参考。
So I'll mention three things for brothers and sisters to consider.
我的意思是在我自己个人追求的过程当中，我有好多一段时间只是很模模糊糊明白。
What I want to say is In my pursuit, there's a lot of things that perhaps we don't understand fully.
对，神永远的旨意，这个，哎呀，这个好像白纸黑字可以看得懂，但是不太明白。
God's eternal purpose, it is written and I can somewhat understand it.
对，但直到今天我还是继续的要去更加的明白。
But I still need to understand it even more, even today.
那是不是在这种模糊的状态里面就没有办法往前了呢？ 当然不是。
In this kind of fuzzy situation, does that mean we cannot move forward? Of course not.
所以我才会想要提到说， purpose driven, 我们可以有这个 purpose driven 的实际的。
That's why I want to mention that we can have the reality of being purpose driven.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一个，我们这可能是老生常谈，但是我们必须要照着圣经的原则去追求。
As usual, we need to follow according to the biblical principles.
这我刚刚已经提过了，因为圣经是神用他第一层的旨意来启示，给我们一条路。这第二虽然是第二层，但是他给我们一条路，能够往这个旨意往前的。Yes,
I had already mentioned, even though he is giving us guidelines as if in the second layer of his will, but it is according to his top layer will.
所以假设你要从明尼苏达开车到西雅图，
For example, if you want to drive from Minnesota to Seattle in a car,
对，你只要看到中间的那些路的那个 sign 是对的话，你不要看见往纽约的那个 sign 就不对。那你如果往那个 Seattle 的 sign， 什么 North Dakota， 我也没开过，就 North Dakota 那些 sign， 你就这样就对了。So
if you can follow the road signs that's always leading to Seattle or at least in a direction like North Dakota and not going in New York direction, you'll be going in this right direction.
对对，你如果看到 Chicago 那就错了。If
you see Chicago, then it'll be the wrong direction.
所以这个道理是说，当我们在圣经的原则里面，就像 各样的一个 sign.
So in other words, when we are reading the Bible, we see a lot of signs.
像一个路标,
like road signs.
Yeah. 所以如果我们要达到神的旨意的话，一定要奉献。So 对不起，一定必须要重生，而且要奉献。
If we want to attain to the eternal purpose of God, of course we need to be born again. Of course we need to consecrate ourselves.
我们要学习有真实的信心去信靠主。
We need to have true faith to rely on the Lord.
我们有个心愿要做一个爱主的人。
We have a desire to love the Lord.
我们愿意背起十字架来跟从主。
We are willing to bear our cross and follow Him.
我们愿意在弟兄姊妹当中过一个肢体的生活。
We're willing to live a body life amongst brothers and sisters.
对，如果我们照着这些路标去操练、去学习的话，其实我们就是往这个方向前进的。
If we exercise and learn according to these road signs, then we're already walking towards the eternal purpose.
对，也许我今天刚刚信主，不是很清楚什么神永远的旨意，这个有点难。
Perhaps I just believe the Lord and I do not fully comprehend the eternal purpose of God. It's too difficult at that time.
但是我今天愿意在一个简单的事情上面，找工作事情上面，我倚靠主。
But on a simple matter, perhaps looking for a job, I can rely on the Lord.
其实这件事情可以把我们带往那个 purpose driven 的路走。
Then this matter can lead us to go into the purpose driven scenario.
然后第二点是我们在我们各样 生活服事的事情上面，要多多寻求神的旨意。
So secondly, is that in our
在我们生活跟服事的事情上，都要去寻求神的旨意。
In our daily living and in our service, we need to seek after the Lord's will.
对，一定要这样学。
We have to learn this way.
因为神的旨意虽然是有些时候有点像第三层的。
Because sometimes God's will is like the third layer.
但你在这个第三层，你尊重神的旨意，你往这个神的旨意跟着的话呢，它其实就是往那个 purpose driven， 往那第一层，往那边走的。Because
if you are following His will in the third layer will, then you are being brought towards the direction of the first layer purpose driven life.
对，所以我心中其实常常有一个很深的叹息。
Often I have this great sigh in my heart.
对，有时候我们真的是太亏欠了，没有好好去寻求神的旨意。Sometimes
I feel that we do not seriously pursue after God's eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，真的，神是超越时间空间的神，他看得比我们远得多了。Indeed,
brothers and sisters, our God transcends space and time. He has seen much more than we have.
他的带领和他的预备才真正是上好的。
His guidance and his, what He has prepared for us is the best.
我们要寻求神的旨意，我们要尊重神的旨意，我们甚至可以希望能够爱慕神的旨意。We
want to seek the will of God. We want to obey the will of God, and perhaps we can even love the will of God.
如果我们不照着神的旨意的话，那就是照着我自己的旨意。If
we're not following God's will, then we are following our own will.
神是爱。 神虽然也是爱我，但是是我在偏行己路的。Even
though God still loves me, but I'm walking my own way.
我们要存着一个敬畏的心。We
have to have a fearful heart.
当我偏行己路的时候，我要负我自己的责任。When
we walk our own way, we have to pay the price.
但如果是神的旨意起头的话，But
if it is His will that starts it,
他一定负责任，一直到底的。Then
He will be responsible. All the way to the end.
第三个方面,
the third.
我们会发现哈，你没有办法留在自己的 comfort zone 里面，好像一年一年这样过去都没有任何的往前的变化。
You cannot stay in your own comfort zone. Year and year goes by and there's no change.
你发现如果我们是有一种 purpose driven 的时期的时候，心中会有一些催促。
You find that if we have the reality of being purpose driven, then there will be a hastening in our heart.
就好像我不知道是季风还是哪个弟兄啊，就是要学那个生物数学嘛。我随便乱编的，不要客气，生物数学。So
perhaps it's Brother John or someone else. I'm making this up. That needs to learn mathematical biology.
之类的，对，把生物跟数学合在一起。但是原本的 background， 我的背景是比较偏向数学。But
my background is more mathematical.
但是我有个目标，要把生物跟数学这个研究要课题要做好。But
I want to do well in this mathematical biology course.
结果我就发现，我如果要达到这个目标的话
，So if I want to attain that goal，
我就一定要去学生物 101。
Then I need to go and learn biology 101。
都是我编的哈，就是我一定要把那个生物的那个东西，你没有办法跳过。
I'm just making this up, but you cannot jump past that basic of biology.
对，你有了数学，然后要多有一点生物的认识，你才能够去做那个研究。
If you already know mathematics, then you need to learn the basics of biology if you're going to do mathematical biology.
所以我在这个过程当中，我慢慢发现一些事情。
So through this process, I would learn something.
如果我要达到那个神的目标的话。
If I want to attain the goal of God's purpose,
我就不能够只顾我自己的事情。
Then I cannot only care about my own matters.
我就觉得，如果我在弟兄姊妹当中，神的家当中，我必须要尽自己一份的功用。
So in the house of God, amongst brothers and sisters, I have to serve my function.
我必须要与弟兄姊妹一同有生命的成长。
I have to grow spiritually with brothers and sisters.
必须的，因为没有这个，我没有办法到达那个目的。
This is a necessity because otherwise I cannot attain to that goal.
然后我发现我必须要奉献。
I find that I need to consecrate myself.
我没有奉献的话，根本后面就根本谈不到，我连神的旨意是什么都不知道。
If I don't consecrate, I can't reach there. I don't even understand God's will.
然后我也发现，如果在我这个人上，在我就是每一个人身上。如果不能够流露出神的恩典和生命的话，也达不到。
And if we cannot see God's grace, overflowing from us, then we cannot reach that goal either.
啊，如果在一个聚会里面都没有人信主，都没有福音朋友信主的话，我也达不到。
If in an assembly there is no gospel friends who ever believe the Lord, then we cannot reach that goal either.
对，如果我一直都没有办法找出我在神家的那个。一份那个功用的话，我也还是达不到。
If I can never find that function that I could function in God's household, then I cannot reach that goal either.
结果我就发现这个 purpose driven 会带着一些的催促的。
So we would see that this purpose driven brings in a hastening.
Yeah. 如果我要往那个目标往前的话，这些事情必须要有。
If I want to go in that direction along that purpose, then I need to have all these prerequisites.
而且有些这个为什么叫 comfort zone 呢？因为有些是我们不太舒服的。
And why is it called comfort zone? Because some of these things will make us uncomfortable.
对，就是有些时候你发现这个催促是要我放下一些。
Sometimes this hastening might tell me to have to lay down something.
有些这个催促是这个方面要牺牲的，要不能做的。
Or perhaps it is some kind of sacrifice and I have to let go of.
我想 我今天就交通着重在这个 purpose driven 的这个认识上面。
Today I will focus my sharing on the understanding of this purpose driven.
因为这个方面真的不是讲讲好听而已。
Brothers and sisters, this matter is not just a slogan for us to say.
我们还是要问一个问题，是否我要往神的目的往前呢？
We have to ask a question of ourselves. Do we want to walk in the direction of God's purpose?
对，我是否愿意付出一些的代价呢？我能够真的让神允许神在我身上完成他的旨意。
Are we willing to pay some price so that we will allow him to finish this work?
我们一同有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心。
Lord, we come with a thankful heart.
我们人的话语是很有限。
Man's words are limited.
主啊，但是你的旨意是确定的。
That your will is assured.
你在我们身上的恩典和带领，还有目的，都是那么，在你来说都是清楚的。
And your grace and your leading and your purpose for us is very clear to you.
也都是丰盛，也都是sufficient 的。
And it is bountiful and it is sufficient.
愿我们你在我们里面生发一个爱慕的心。
May you encourage in our hearts a desire.
我们愿意脱离人生的空虚和茫然。
That we would leave this vanity and emptiness of life.
要往你所为我们所预备的那个荣耀的心意能够往前。
we can go towards that glorious purpose that you have predestined. Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.